This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Tech Talks with Kinsoft, your shortcut to staying sharp on the tech that matters. Today, we're doing a real deep dive in something called Business Email Compromise, or BEC. It's a threat that's, well, it's more than just growing. It's really changing how businesses have to think about security.
It absolutely is. Email is still, you know, the main way we communicate in business, but that also makes it the number one way criminals try to get in. So our goal today is to unpack BEC, see how it's changing, and look at the advanced security that can help protect you.
All right, let's get into it. We've looked at some really interesting sources here, everything from the latest stats on BEC to the psychology behind why these scams work, and we'll also explore how cutting-edge solutions like those from Acronis are actually fighting back. You might be genuinely surprised at how sophisticated this has all become. So maybe starting with the basics, even though BEC isn't new, what makes it such a huge deal right now? Why is it so persistent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good place to start because BEC is different. It's not like your typical virus attack. Basically, it's a financial scam, a really sneaky one. Criminals pretend to be someone you trust, could be your boss, a supplier, maybe even just a colleague. And the whole point is to trick you into sending money or giving up sensitive info. And it's not just a threat anymore. It's kind of become the main threat. Our sources are showing that back in 2024, BEC made up a massive 73% of all reported cyber incidents.
73%. Wow. That's almost everything.
It's huge, yeah. And the cost is just as startling. As of March 2025, there's been about a 30% jump in these attacks. It's the second priciest type of breach out there. We're talking an average cost of nearly $5 million, $4.89 million to be exact.
Nearly $5 million per incident.
Per incident. And the average amount they asked for in these fake wire transfers, in early 2025, it was over $24,000. What's really concerning, too, is that it hits everyone, even smaller places. Like companies with under 1,000 employees, they have a 70% chance of getting hit by at least one BEC attack every week.
Every week.
Every single week. And for the really big companies, you know, 50,000 plus employees, basically a guarantee, almost 100% weekly chance. So bottom line, if your business uses email, you're a target. Simple as that.
Those numbers are pretty stark. But sometimes abstract stats don't quite hit home. Can you maybe give us some real-world examples? Show us the impact.
Sure. And yeah, the real stories are quite sobering. Take December 2024. Two companies over in Zamora, Spain, they lost almost 20,000 euro. How? The criminals just got into their email chain, changed some bank details in an invoice, and poof, payment rerouted.
Just like that.
Just like that. Now, they got most of it back, which is good. Shows quick action helps. But it demonstrates how easily it can happen.
Right.
Or look at Australia in 2024. Attackers there were using AI, believe it or not, to mimic partners, managers, leading to estimated losses around $2.9 billion a year for businesses there.
Using AI.
Wow.
Yeah. And maybe the most dramatic one, Orion Chemical Manufacturing in Luxembourg, August 2024. An employee was tricked into making multiple fraudulent wire transfers. They lost $60 million.
$60
million. $60 million. It just highlights that even large, you know, presumably sophisticated companies are definitely not immune. And what really makes these BEC attacks work so well is they go straight for human behavior. It's psychology. They don't always need fancy malware or viruses. Often it's just deception, pure and simple.
So less about breaking through firewalls and more about tricking the person sitting at the keyboard.
Exactly. They know how we tend to react, like requests from the boss.
Yeah.
People tend to jump on those, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, data shows that in almost 90% of BEC attacks, 89% to be precise, they're impersonating someone high up.
Yeah.
CEO, CFO, that sort of thing. Sometimes it's as simple as changing the display name in the email. One study found that in 36% of BEC emails, looks legit at first glance.
We've even seen cases using deepfake audio, fake voices mimicking the CEO over the phone to authorize payments, led to huge losses, hundreds of thousands.
Voice clones, that's terrifying.
It is. And then there's the urgency factor. They create this fake crisis. Urgent request, need this done today, act now. About three quarters of these attacks demand action within like 24 to 48 hours. It pressures people, stops them from thinking it through or checking properly.
Rushing them so they make mistakes.
Precisely. And the other big one is trust. Posing as a known vendor, a supplier you work with all the time, or even just a colleague. Think about Google and Facebook. They lost over $100 million combined. The scammer just sent them fake invoices pretending to be a hardware supplier they actually used.
Unbelievable. So the regular checks maybe weren't applied because it looked like a routine vendor payment.
Seems likely, yeah. The usual internal verification might just get bypassed when it looks like a normal external transaction.
Okay, so with these tactics constantly evolving, what's next? How are things like AI changing the game here? It sounds like it's only getting tougher to defend against.
It absolutely is getting tougher. And yeah, AI, especially generative AI, is a massive factor now. By mid-2024, estimates were that something like 40% of BEC phishing emails were being generated by AI.
40% already.
Already. AI makes the emails sound much more convincing. No more awkward grammar or weird phrasing that used to be a giveaway. Plus, AI can churn out tons of variations super quickly, target specific people much more effectively. It's led to this explosion. We saw a 1,760% year-over-year increase in BEC attacks reported.
Wow, 1,760% increase. That's staggering.
It is. And we're also seeing this other trend, vendor email compromise, or VEC. That jumped 66% just in the first half of 2024. That's where they hack into your supplier's email, then send you fake invoices or payment instructions from their legitimate account, exploiting that supply chain trust.
So they don't even need to trick your employees directly at first, just one of your partners.
That's just...
Yeah, insidious is the right word.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then there's this blending of methods, multi-channel attacks. Maybe an email first to set the stage, then a phone call to add pressure, or a text message. And while it's still, let's say, emerging, those AI voice clones we mentioned, even video deepfakes, they are becoming more common, especially when targeting high-value individuals or large transfers. Makes that second check absolutely vital.
Okay, so the threats are evolving fast, getting smarter. What are organizations actually doing? Or maybe, what should they be doing to stand a chance?
Well, the good news is there's a big push now, not just recommendations, but actual regulations are stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
Industry standards are demanding better defenses, really focusing on multiple layers of security, not just one silver bullet.
So regulations are forcing the issue?
In many cases, yes. Like in the U.S., PCI DSS version 4.0, it now mandates DMRC email authentication by March 31st, 2025. DMRC basically tells email systems what to do with emails that fail. Authentication, reject them, quarantine them. Email providers are also getting much stricter about enforcing it. And globally, you've got things like the EU's NIS2 directive requiring businesses to report major cyber incidents within 24 hours. And the DORA regulation in the EU, specifically for financial services, it's all driving security upwards.
And so compliance is becoming a big driver. What about the core technical stuff? What needs to be in place?
Absolutely crucial. First up, email authentication. We mentioned a DMRC, but it works with SBF and DKIM. These are protocols that verify the sender is who they say they are, stop spoofing, adoption's growing, but really enforcing strong DMRC policies, not just monitoring, that's key.
Got it. SBF, DKIM, DAIRFARC, what else?
Multi-factor authentication, MFA. Especially on email accounts. This is a huge one for preventing account takeovers, which often lead to BEC. The stats show it works. In 2023, 58% of BEC attacks hit organizations that didn't have MFA.
Wow, over half.
Yeah. But by early 2024, that number dropped to 25% for orgs without MFA. Attackers had to shift tactics because MFA was blocking them. It clearly works.
Okay, MFA is a must-have then.
Definitely. And third, you need good email security filters. Modern ones use AI, machine learning, pattern detection. They can spot subtle signs of BEC. Things like alerting you if the display name says it's the CEO, but the actual sending domain is wrong, like a Gmail address instead of the company one. These filters are essential to just reduce the sheer volume of malicious emails hitting inboxes.
Makes sense. Technology is clearly critical. But you said earlier these attacks exploit human psychology. So.
Yeah.
What about the people part of the defense? How do we make employees less vulnerable?
Yes. That's arguably the most critical piece of the puzzle. You need what some call human-centered security. Training and awareness are paramount.
So ongoing training?
Ongoing and practical. First, organizations absolutely need strict verification protocols. Any request for money or sensitive data changes must be verified through a different channel, like get an email asking to change bank details. Pick up the phone and call a known, trusted number for that vendor, not a number from the email itself, to confirm. This simple, trusted callback stops so many BEC attempts.
That second check seems simple, but effective.
Incredibly effective. Also, you need a plan for when things do go wrong, an incident response plan. Because even with the best defenses, something might slip through. If the victim or their bank acts really fast, often the funds can be frozen or even recovered. We saw data showing over half of BEC victims got back at least 82% of the money if they reported it quickly.
Speed matters then.
Hugely. And finally, back to training. Regular security awareness training combined with simulated phishing attacks makes a massive difference. Sources show that with behavior-focused training, you can see like a 6x improvement in employees spotting phishing attempts within just 6 months. An 86% drop in successful incidents.
That's a huge improvement.
It really is. You see things like the percentage of users who actually report real threats jump from maybe 13% initially up to 50% after just 6 months of good training. It's about teaching people those red flags. Weird domains, bad writing, though. AI is making that harder, that sense of urgency, unexpected attachments or requests, making them pause and think.
Okay, so it really is a combination. You need the tech, but you absolutely need the trained human element, too. Given all that complexity, let's talk solutions. You mentioned Acronis earlier, and our sources highlight them, too. How do they fit into this multi-layered defense picture?
Yeah, Acronis comes up strongly. They've been recognized, for instance, as a leader in the G2 grid for cloud email security, specifically for small businesses. And Gartner mentioned them in their 2023 market guide for email security. Their main offering here is Acronis Email Security, which, interestingly, is powered by Perception Point technology. The whole focus is on catching these modern, tricky email attacks and doing it fast, within seconds.
Within seconds. How do they achieve that speed and coverage?
It's through a pretty comprehensive multi-layered approach. They're designed to block all sorts of things, spam, basic phishing, but also the advanced stuff like BEC, account takeover attempts, malware, APTs, those persistent threats, and even zero-day attacks.
Zero-days being the brand new threats nobody knows about yet.
Exactly. And they do this by combining multiple techniques. They use powerful threat intelligence from, I think, 6 different leading sources, plus their own engine. They use traditional signature-based detection and check URL reputations using 4 different engines for that. They even have unique image recognition tech that spots malicious websites just based on the logos or images used on the page, which is pretty clever for phishing detection.
Image recognition. Okay, that's different.
It is. And they combine machine learning with DMRC checks to prevent spoofing effectively.
So it sounds like they're covering a lot of bases. How do they handle those really advanced hidden threats, the zero days and APTs you mentioned?
Right, that's a key differentiator. Their system is designed to recursively unpack everything in an email. It digs deep into embedded files, follows links, analyses everything layer by layer to find hidden threats. And crucially, for APTs and zero days, they use unique CPU-level detection technologies.
CPU-level, what does that mean in practice?
It means it operates at a very fundamental level of the computer's processor. This allows it to spot and block malicious exploits before the actual malware payload even gets released or executed. It acts much earlier in the attack chain than many traditional scanners, which might wait for the malware file itself. And because of this, they can give a clear yes-no verdict on an email within seconds.
Which is a big deal compared to older systems that might take minutes, right? Leaving a window of risk.
Exactly. That speed is crucial. A few minutes delay in scanning could be enough time for a user to click a malicious link that arrived in their inbox before the scan finished. Acronis aims to prevent that.
Okay, that advanced detection and speed sound impressive. But how easy is this to actually implement for a business?
Yeah.
Especially, say, for MSPs managing multiple clients.
That seems to be another major focus for them, ease of deployment and management. Acronis Email Security is cloud native. It integrates directly with email systems like Microsoft 365. They talk about API-based provisioning for M365 being like the flip of a switch.
Flip of a switch. Oh. So quick setup.
That's the idea. Rapid deployment, quick time to value, which is obviously important for businesses and especially for managed service providers, MSPs, who need efficiency. Another important point is that it scans 100% of email traffic, both inbound and outbound, in real time.
Outbound too. Why is that important?
Well, if one of your internal accounts gets compromised somehow, scanning outbound traffic stops that account from being used to send phishing emails or malware out to your partners, customers, or even other employees. It prevents that lateral movement of threats.
Stopping internal spread. Makes sense.
Right. And they also offer incident response services as part of it. So you get access to their cyber analysts who can help monitor things and assist with remediation if an attack does occur. It's like having an extension of your own security team.
So it sounds like more than just a filter. It's kind of a managed security component.
You could see it that way. And it's important to understand Acronis Email Security isn't just floating out there alone. It's part of their bigger platform, Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud.
Okay, what's that?
That platform is really designed with service providers in mind, but it integrates a whole suite of protection, backup and disaster recovery, their next-gen anti-malware endpoint management tools, all in one place. Email security is just one piece. They actually have, I think, 7 different services specifically aimed at protecting Microsoft 365 environments. Things like security posture management, security awareness training tools, XDR integration.
So it's about bringing everything together, integration and consolidation.
Exactly. The idea is to reduce complexity, reduce the number of different vendors and dashboards you need to manage, and provide a more holistic, streamlined security posture. Less complexity often means better security and less strain on resources.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. It feels like a very integrated approach is needed for a threat like BEC. So wrapping this up then, what's the main takeaway from this deep dive on business email compromise and how we can actually fight back?
I think the core message is, yes, email is still probably your biggest digital weak spot. It's critical but vulnerable. But the good news is comprehensive multi-layer defenses are available and effective. The key is understanding that technology alone, while essential, isn't enough. That human awareness, the training, the verification protocols, they're just as vital. It's about combining smart technology like the advanced detection in Acronis Email Security with really solid internal processes and ongoing employee education. The threat landscape is changing fast, especially with AI getting into the mix, but thankfully the defenses are evolving too.
That definitely leaves us with something to think about. It prompts the question for you listening right now. What steps are you actually taking proactively to lock down your organization's most vital communication channel? Because it's clearly an ongoing effort, isn't it? Not a one-time fix.
Absolutely right. It's a continuous process. And if you are looking to discuss your specific security needs, your IT environment, we certainly encourage you to visit www.kinsoft.com.au.
Great advice. Well, thanks for tuning in to Tech Talks with Kinsoft. We really hope this deep dive leaves you feeling not just, informed, but actually empowered to take action. We'll see you next time.